Every 40 seconds, someone takes their own life. 1 in 6 people battles depression. These aren't just statistics. They're alarm bells screaming that something fundamental has gone wrong in how we relate to our own minds. What if the greatest barrier to your happiness isn't your circumstances, your past, or even other people? What if it's that relentless commentary running through your head right now, the one judging these very words as you read them? Here's a startling truth. Nothing is real until your brain decides it is. Books are just particles arranged in patterns. Movies and dreams prove how easily convincing realities emerge from electrical signals. Yet we spend our lives enslaved to thoughts we never questioned, beliefs we inherited without consent. For 10 years, one man viewed his wonderful family as a burden, choosing demanding jobs and excessive hours, blaming them for his exhaustion. He was completely wrong. His family wasn't the burden, his perception was. By the time he realized this, he'd missed irreplaceable moments because of one parasitic idea lodged in his mind. That voice narrating your experience isn't actually you. If it were truly you talking to yourself, why would it need to speak at all? Neuroscience confirms this unsettling reality. Your brain solves problems first, then takes up to 8 seconds to translate solutions into language. You are not your thoughts. You simply are, and your brain thinks, which means you can learn to manage that voice rather than be controlled by it. Your brain makes you miserable through faulty inputs and exaggerated defenses. It receives 5 information streams: direct observation, past conditioning, recycled thoughts, trapped emotions, and hidden triggers. Only observation reflects reality. The others actively mislead you. Hidden triggers operate unconsciously. Mass media, entertainment, social platforms, and well-meaning advice subtly provide false information disguised as truth. We've hyper-normalized disturbing realities through constant exposure. Violence becomes background noise. Your brain filters out what seems unnecessary, which works for survival but fails for happiness. Your triple defense system evolved over millions of years but misfires constantly. Your reptilian brain handles crude survival, fight or flight, heartbeat, breathing, defaulting to fear like a lizard fleeing shadows. Your mammalian brain governs emotions through pleasure seeking and pain avoidance, making you crave tribal belonging and hoard resources. Your rational brain enables planning but creates separation, prioritizing individual needs above all. These systems align with humanity's 3 suffering sources: aversion, fear-based avoidance, attachment, clinging to comfort, and all-pervasive dissatisfaction, life isn't good enough. Your brain doesn't hate you, it has a massive crush on you, perceiving harmless situations as threats. The problem isn't the mechanisms themselves, but their excessive activation in a world where being late triggers the same response as encountering a predator. An ancient Cherokee story tells of 2 wolves battling within each person, one representing anger, jealousy, and resentment, the other embodying joy, compassion, and peace. The winner? The wolf you feed. This isn't mere metaphor, it's neuroscience. Your brain operates like muscle tissue. What you use grows stronger, while what you neglect weakens. One painfully shy person transformed through small challenges: talking to baristas, people in supermarket queues, fellow dog walkers. Brief exchanges gradually built into longer conversations. This works because neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to rewire itself, responds indiscriminately to whatever you practice. Learning happens in stages. Initially, neurons use chemical signaling across synapses, temporary connections for new skills. With repetition, these connections strengthen into prioritized pathways through structural changes. Neurons that fire together wire together permanently while pruning unused connections. Real transformation comes from consistent repetition, not intense single sessions. Practicing piano 30 minutes daily beats 1 weekly 4-hour marathon. Someone who regularly practices gratitude strengthens neural pathways for appreciation, while habitual complainers reinforce negative thinking. Your biology doesn't discriminate. It simply responds to what you repeatedly do. You end up with the wolf you feed. Your brain operates with two distinct processors connected by the corpus callosum. Modern society prioritizes the analytical left hemisphere while neglecting the right hemisphere that adds feelings and creativity. A neuroanatomist who experienced a stroke disabling her left brain found complete silence from mental chatter, feeling euphoric and free from emotional baggage. Without left brain boundaries, she felt enormous and expansive, one with everything, describing it as nirvana. This reveals how your left brain creates separation through analysis, while your right brain experiences connection and oneness. If personified, Lefty would be a systematic problem solver focused on detailed planning. Righty would be free-spirited, embracing creativity and holistic thinking. Neither is superior. Their polarity gives humans a diverse cognitive toolkit. Yet our world overemphasizes left brain qualities like analyzing and planning while suppressing right brain intuition and emotion. Many global challenges stem from hyper left brain centricity. We need balance, letting the right brain lead with empathy, then using creativity to devise solutions before engaging the left brain to execute them. Recognizing our unique distribution of qualities across both hemispheres, rather than fitting predetermined categories, eliminates a deep source of suffering. A brilliant engineer founded Egypt's Bridge and Road Division, creating thousands of jobs and revolutionizing infrastructure. After 2 decades, new leadership abruptly reassigned him. This triggered devastating depression, leading to a fatal heart attack at 58. Despite remarkable achievements, one thought consumed him. They never appreciated my work, though countless colleagues and projects proved otherwise. Incessant thinking is obsessive rumination, replaying the same thought repeatedly. Harvard research confirms a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. A study of over 2,000 adults found minds wandered 47% of the time, consistently predicting lower contentment. Through neuroplasticity, deliberate attention can be learned like any skill. Like training a puppy that chases distractions, you must first observe your brain's patterns before taming them. When practiced regularly, even just 10 minutes daily, acknowledging each thought without judgment causes your brain to naturally slow its pace. Eventually, the stream slows to a trickle and stops, bringing moments of pure bliss and silence that become more frequent with practice. Your brain controls thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations. Modern society encourages emotional suppression, yet unexpressed emotions don't disappear. They grow into little monsters that erupt as destructive outbursts or burnouts. Emotions follow clear patterns. Envy equals what another has minus what you have. Regret equals what you wish you'd done minus what you actually did. Happiness occurs when events meet or exceed expectations. Understanding these emotional equations helps recognize triggers and manage feelings effectively. Through neuroplasticity, we can change emotional patterns. Those who practice calm become calmer. The path to happiness involves dedicating your brain's limited capacity to undistracted, deliberate attention. Meditation activates beneficial brain regions while suspending problematic ones. Flow, complete immersion in activity, produces the perfect neurochemical cocktail, norepinephrine, serotonin, dopamine, and anandamide, working together. Perhaps most powerful is giving. Research shows people who spend money on others feel happier, releasing dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin, chemicals improving sleep, motivation, and trust. You cannot fix the entire world, only your little world. Start by observing that voice in your head without judgment, feeding the wolf of compassion rather than fear, giving freely rather than hoarding anxiously. Your thoughts don't define you, but your awareness of them can transform everything.